Hello and welcome to
2 o'clock with Keller.
Bring your tea
and leave with more.
Progress.
Progress.
Thank you.
Welcome to our second Extra Brew episode.
Extra Brew.
Extra Brew. And today's episode, we're going to be chatting about beauty and just. I'm not really sure where this is going to go. We're just going to...
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's just... Yeah, we were thinking these are like girly pop chatty episodes. Yeah. We're thinking, what do you want to chat about that's not just boys? Because it's boring and don't want that to be my entire personality. I guess just... There's a lot of stuff we talk about, not to be stereotypical, but I feel like how we look... And having to live up to a lot of stereotypes, a lot of them do revolve around how we look, like, is actually a big thing that's, especially been on our minds recently, so it makes sense to talk about beauty. And because that also does feed into the dating stuff we were talking about last week.
Yeah. Yeah, all of these things feed, and I think you'd struggle to find not only girls, but just people everywhere. Mm. Who don't think, aren't conscious of how they look and don't think about beauty and don't think about kind of whether insane standards they feel like they have to be held up to or not. And there's, I don't know, there's so much stuff. And I know it can be quite personal at times, but I think there's also, I don't know, wider stuff. I don't really know, I'm just waffling and we're 30 seconds in.
Well, I love a bit of a waffle though.
Don't we just? That's what we're here for. If you don't like a waffle, don't listen to these episodes.
No. But also, I'm low key devastated because you did the best segue in our last conversation before we hit record because we were talking about, I think, have we mentioned before that we're both reading A Visible Man, Edward Enninful's memoir? And so
I don't know if we have.
Here we are. He is, well, until imminently, as I just found out from Ella, he is the editor of British Vogue and was it like head of Europe Vogue?
Yeah, I think he was for a minute.
Yeah, so we have been absolutely fascinated by his memoir. We read half of it. So we were just having a chat about fashion, which didn't even realise linked into our beauty standards episode, but
it does a lot if you think about models and fashion and models and how beauty standards have been built on from that.
Yeah, true. But we did say we're gonna have a more fashion centric clothing ish episode with our friend Ella Metcalf at some point because she wanted to chat about clothes and we're like,
yeah,
go for it.
So that will be incoming. Where do we start with this?
Okay, well, I don't know, do we just like get personal, like start with our own?
I guess so.
Like,
go on, give us your thoughts on
beauty. Well, I just kind of wanted to do this episode, talk about this right now because I'm feeling very meh, like not that confident about my like beauty.
I am 100% there with you.
That's not me saying to you like ew,
no.
Obviously I think you're gorgeous, neither. But I think it's hard because as soon as you go to talk about how like you don't feel beautiful, or I've said this to you so many times about like if whenever I'm like trying to get more healthy or like dieting, whatever, and people just shut you down, you're like, you're perfect. I think like today's culture, like now there's like a new beauty standard of like there not being a beauty standard in a way, and like
but then
all bodies are beautiful, which like obviously like it's lovely that everyone's trying to like big each other up, but also like it's only natural, like literally everyone I know is insecure about how they look, and all like There's nothing wrong with wanting to be healthier. Like,
No.
obviously, there are problems with like certain diets and whatever, but yeah, so it's frustrating when I'm like, oh, like, I don't feel pretty, and then like people are like, wah, and just shut you down because like it's absolutely valid, and
Yeah, and it's
don't people feel
definitely,
like that?
yeah, everyone, I do think everyone kind of goes through it. And I admire people who have such high levels of body neutrality, who they're
Yeah.
just like, this is just my body that I exist in. Like,
Yeah.
I can't quite get my head around that. Like, I wish I had more of that sort of attitude towards my body, but I just don't.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all well and good people saying like all bodies are perfect, but it doesn't mean that I feel it. But
No,
it's
because I
so
think,
much easier to see it in other people than in yourself, though, isn't it?
yeah, because everyone is their own worst self-critic.
Yeah.
There's always, and there always has been, and I think there kind of always will be, all these different internal and external, whether the external ones are real or not, and the same with the internal ones, kind of expectations of what you should look like and how others should perceive you. And how you perceive yourself. That even if people are saying that, like, oh no, it's changing, they're disappearing, that I think those things are so built into society, wherever you are, that you've been brought up that way, and it's hard to kind of rewire your thinking about
Yeah.
those things. And I think that's one of the big integral parts, that is almost like we're wired to think these ways about beauty, that it's hard to rewire and reprogram.
Yeah, that's a really interesting point and makes me think about, before we've spoken about with being PC, how there's always something new with each generation, and we were like, what's it going to be like when we're bringing up the next generation? Maybe it will be to do with beauty and that, because I find that one thing that I get really riled up about is like, I've noticed it happens in all generations, but like thinking about maybe the next generation up from us, that like parents, I've heard them say just like call people ugly, and I don't think specific to them, but I've just noticed that with them, and I just like, why are you so judgy of how people look? Why are you bothered? And I think, okay, like I know it's not the same as like a defining, what's the word, like your ethnicity or like your gender, or I know it's not the same extent, and it's not something that we're like fighting for like rights or equal treatment on and such, but
More like a
I
mindset
just
in a
yeah
way.
I just think like, why is it like acceptable that, so I know so many people who are just so focused on like how other people look, and like just like, why are you that bothered? Be bothered about yourself, not how other people look. Literally, how is it affecting you? And it really gets me. Like, actually, really annoys me, because like, sorry, I'm about to go on
No,
a rant.
please.
But I just really hope like our generations, like more general positivity, like body positivity and all that. I really hope that that like gets stronger and stronger as time goes on, because I just get so wound up that like there'll be all these people who are so judgy and like, oh, she looks horrible, blah, blah, blah. And then like, first of all, the people that are saying this, okay, like I don't want to feed into the beauty standards, but like quite often I'm like, you are not a stereotypical supermodel, so like what are you getting at? Where are you coming from? Okay. But also it's like, well, when they, okay, say like people criticize, like, oh my God, like she looks so bad, like all that Botox, like why does she do that? And like, because you're literally criticizing, like, oh God, they've aged, haven't they? Like, oh, they're all wrinkly. So we're literally doing, or they're like, oh, why is she like so fake tan? It's like, well, because like you think like tan people look better. It's like, sorry if like it's not good enough for you. But like you just can't win, because you'll get criticized for like how you look, and then you try and so then you might try and remedy it, and then you get criticized for that.
Yeah.
It's like,
It's
like I
almost like there's no winning.
100%, and like do they like not stop to think about like the reason that we've like done this hair and makeup is because of like we feel pressured from people like them to
Yeah.
look a certain way and take action. Like it just winds me up so much. I'm like, you literally like the people that are judging appearances feed into us wanting to change our appearance, which
Yeah.
then gets like ventilated again. Why? It absolutely baffles me. Why do you think like that? You actually stop, and like with say things like we always calling people fat, and then you're like, and obviously there's so many people with eating disorders. It's like why are you doing that? Why are you banging on about that? And like, do
Yes,
you not
like kind
realize
of
like
like.
even if you're like just kind of saying it in jest, or like you're not deep in it that much, or just kind of saying like, "Oh, it look good." Like, do you literally realize that you're going to like cause someone to be ill, whether it be physically with like an eating disorder or something, or like mentally, like with stress, or do you know what I mean? Like, it's just I just get so annoyed at people like can be so critical of appearance and don't realize like how deeply it affects people, like because I'm just saying this like from personal experience. Like, I just get so affected by stuff like that, and like when I hear people like being savage about like, oh, that girl, like what did she do with her hair? Like even little things, I just get really upset because I'm like I already get so like anxious and like upset about like how I look. It just makes me feel really horrible. I'm not saying anything groundbreaking here, like,
No, but I
but
think
do you know what I
it's.
mean? Like, I'm just. Which again, like, why do certain people still say things like this when it's just like common sense? Like, just does it make you feel better to say
Yeah, I
stuff
know,
like that?
it's one because I think a lot of the time, a lot of the time I don't think it does, because
Mm.
I know people always say that, oh, the people who say things like that is because they're insecure about whatever, and there's that thing where it's like, oh, you always look at, like, on another person, you'll always look at what your insecurities are more so than anything else, blah, blah.
Right.
But I think it's commenting on what people look like, I think it's just become such a thing that people
Yeah.
do in society. Like, it's normal to kind of comment on a dress someone wears or how their hair is or their makeup or whatever. And I think it's kind of got to, I think it always, maybe always has been, but it's sometimes it's taken too far and they don't realize the kind of damage that could be doing to one, that person or whoever is also around them hearing that, because it is that kind of judgment thing. And I don't know why people are so judgmental and why, even if they think they aren't, sometimes they are saying things like that. And it's like, well, you don't know what these people are going through or yourself or anything. And surely it doesn't make you feel any better about yourself. Like, what are you getting out of by saying that she's got really ugly eyebrows? Like, maybe
Like
she, I don't know. It's, I just
it's just like
don't
are we
know.
all, okay I don't think people are being snowflakes, why are you that bothered? Like people can have their opinions,
Like, yeah, of
but
course people
it's
can
just
have their
like
opinions, but don't
fine,
shout
but
nasty things about people.
no, it's just like why do you want to vocalize it though? Like okay, like cool, you think that, but I know sometimes, right, I'll be watching the TV with people and someone will come on and they might, have like a lot of fake tan, or they might have like lip fillers or something. And I just know someone in that room is going to make a comment and be like, oh my God, she looks so fake. Look up, like, why does she have those lip fillers? And I'm just like, okay, like, I know she can't hear you,
Yeah.
but also, like, it's again, it's the idea of like, okay, but why did you feel the need to say that? Like, I know it's not hurting anyone. But
But
I'm like, but you just do need to put that negativity out there.
Yeah,
I
and
think you
also there is
can, but
like
why?
unneeded negativity. And I'm not saying that we should be the like complete opposite and like toxic positivity, because that
No.
doesn't work either. But it's just like you say, it feels like unneeded negativity.
Yeah, and it's just that I hear
Let
it
me.
so often that
Yeah.
I'm just tired of it. Yeah, again, like being negative. I think I'm just getting to the point that I just feel oversaturated with all this like criticism about appearances. Like
Yeah.
not even my own, and it's just like really bringing me down. And I
Yeah.
think it just
Because
depends.
it does bring you, like whoever is hearing those things, it also brings them down, because you don't know, everyone's got such personal relationships with their bodies and
Yeah.
how they look and how they feel about that. And when you're hearing other people say certain things about strangers and even other people you may know, and it's like, well, what are they, it makes you think, oh, what are they thinking about me as well?
Yeah.
And it builds on your own insecurities
Yeah.
as well as that. I don't know if that makes sense, but.
No, I so agree. And another thing I just thought of is like, why is it also like you bad to like want to be pretty or like be called pretty?
Yeah.
Like, I just, yeah, like, sure, like, I am a bit vain. Like, I do want people to tell me I look good, which I think, again, is natural. Obviously, I don't want people to tell me I look bad. And I know it should be like, yeah, like, don't care what people think about you, but
But
it is hard to not care.
yeah.
And I think, like, I don't know, like, I think it's just natural to want to look good and,
Yeah, because
like,
at the end of the day, that's why a lot of people will have cosmetic surgery or wear makeup a certain way or do their hair a certain way or exercise
Yeah.
and go on diets. It's all a lot, this pretty much most of the time, it's all about them trying to make themselves look a way that they're comfortable with. And yes, okay, a lot of that maybe comes from the like external influences, people like, oh, I'm expected to look this way, so I'm gonna do
Yeah.
that now. But then a lot of the time it is just you. Like, I know I definitely feel better if I go out the house and I've like done my eyebrows or put on a bit of
Yeah.
eyeliner or something. Like, I will feel instantly way more put together
Same.
than if I
Yeah.
were to leave with a bare face. And I know
No.
that's not the case,
No,
but
I just
it
it's
makes you feel
just
better.
yeah, sorry. You were like, it makes me feel
Oh,
better and I was just
no.
talking over you, just completely disregarding that. I'm so sorry, I blame it on the internet.
No.
But it's true, it's like not for other people, just for yourself. I just think it's kind of self-care in a way.
Yeah,
Like just,
definitely.
you know, like just treating yourself, like not say just being slobby. Like I think it's just I'll just feel really good when like if when I do my eyeliner and it actually looks good, I'm like, oh, this makes me so happy with the day.
Yeah, I know. It's that kind of
It's like
take
little
pride in yourself and how you look and how you present
treat for
yourself
yourself.
to the world. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just nice to do little fun things for you and helps me feel more confident.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like two extremes. I go from like one, well, I don't know, I haven't overall at the moment. It's weird, right? Like when I remember we were recording an episode about almost maybe like a year and a half ago, and we were talking about New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
And I think I remember then that I felt really good with my body. Like I'd been working out a lot and I was like happy with it. I was like, yeah, I feel healthy. And I was like, yeah, I just like feel great about my body. And I'm like, oh my God, take me back to that moment. Because
Oh,
now I'm
honestly,
going
it
through like
knows.
the complete opposite. And that like it is low-key my fault. I have low-key been eating like a bit of a massive fatty and not working out as consistently. So now I'm like, oh no, like I just feel really like I was like, it's like really putting me down. Like, I hate, you know, when you like, oh, what am I gonna wear tonight? And you try on all the outfits and you just like I literally have like breakdowns sometimes
Oh
like
yeah.
trying on clothes and I'm just like proper like crying because I just feel so
No,
horrible.
you don't
Like I
tell
look
me.
massive and everything. Which again, like and then I talk to people about like, okay, like I'm trying to like eat healthier now and like, you know, like because I just felt like I looked really horrible in it, and like I just didn't feel good for myself and not for
Yeah.
anyone else. And like obviously I want to be healthier, and then sometimes people get a bit like, oh no, you're beautiful just the way you are, which is like really nice to say.
Yeah.
Or like they don't really get, and like, no, you don't look big enough. And I'm like, okay, thank you, like, no.
Yeah,
But
but at the end of the day, you're
it's
doing those things for yourself.
yeah.
And I think as long as people are doing those things in a healthy, maintainable way,
Yeah.
because yes, there is the other end of the spectrum where it is taken.
Yeah.
But I think there definitely is a way where you can do the things to kind of help you feel better about yourself, because
Yeah.
I think you've got to feel comfortable in your external and internal self, and it can sometimes be
Yeah.
hard to align.
Yeah,
Yeah.
true.
I know
I
exactly what you mean. Like, I go through fluctuations of how I feel about myself and as well. And it just so
yeah.
happens that right now, as these past few weeks haven't been a great kind of haven't been a great relationship with my body, which feels weird
Yeah.
to say because like we are material beings, like our bodies are us. So hard to separate the material
Yeah.
from the material, like mind and matter sort of
I
thing.
know it's really
I don't
been
know.
making me like, ooh,
It does,
recently
it makes you
think about
go a
that.
little bit weird, and it's but there can sometimes be that kind of disconnect and that
Yeah.
jarring and not feeling comfortable. But I think that's a very human thing
Yeah.
to feel. Like, nothing what we're saying in this is very kind of groundbreaking or is very
No, no.
good, or it's just kind of chatting about it. And I think it is important to talk about these things because I think a lot of people go through these things alone. By themselves, it's one of those things that even though everyone's got their stuff, beauty and how they look and how they feel, I think a lot of the time it's kind of shunned away from talking about, like, I guess like you said before, because everyone's like, oh no, but you're absolutely fine the way you are, but there's definitely more to
Yeah.
it. You know, if there was any point in any of what I just said.
Well, I just think it's just us, like, having our girly pop chat, just
Ready pop
getting it
chat.
out there, just getting that relatable content, you
Yeah.
know? Yeah, I get you. It's weird, like, sometimes I'll be like, I'll have a really good eyebrow day,
Yeah.
or like, I'll do my makeup and get all dressed up, and I'm like, I look so good today, and I don't think everyone's in love with me. And I get so like, well, I don't know, I'm just like feeling myself. And
You have
I'm
other
like,
days
you
where
need to
people are
calm
like,
down.
everything's going wrong, and you're like, no one look at me today at
Yeah, and
all.
other days I'm like, oh my God, I'm so ugly. No one's ever gonna want to
Yeah.
be with me. Because this is another thing, like linking off from talking about dating in the last episode. Oh my God, that puts a whole nother like layer onto it. Because
Do not ever download a dating app if you I don't know, I'm not happy in your body, because it's not
no,
good for your
it's just, but
self-confidence.
even if like you are, it's still, oh my God, because like as we were saying last time, you pretty much have to match people based off of your looks, so like it's really tough because I've never not met you, like it's just a looks thing. And then I think on there, like if people like say when you send likes out and they don't send them back, I'm like, oh my God, like you think I'm ugly, like
Yeah.
I don't know, like the people you talk to. I'm like, wait, do you think I'm pretty? Like, and then I'm like, oh, but what if they meet me in real life and then they like they don't think I am? I don't know, like it just really like it, so much of it is based off your looks that like, I really scrutinize it. And that, so again, I've been having like this whole crisis about like, oh my God, like I'm so fat now, like, oh, what should
Yeah, no,
I
I
go?
know what you mean. And there's such a disjunction between how people look in photographs to how they look in real life. Even if you were to take a photograph
Yeah.
of someone, print it immediately and hold it right next to them,
Yeah.
it's so different. Even when it's not catfishing, it's almost like a form of catfishing. I can't remember what I
Yeah.
was listening to. Something, maybe it was like some podcast or something, I can't remember. It's not very good. I haven't got my facts straight. But they were talking about online dating. and how it feels like literally everyone who you meet, everyone online dating, or just looking at people's Instagram profiles. It's such a kind of curated version
Yeah.
of them. And I think
Yeah.
that has definitely impacted how people then view themselves. And here you know all that, like everyone knows all the stats about mental health and social media and eating disorders and things like that. All the
Yeah, and all the trolls.
Yeah. And I think that definitely not helped
No.
this kind of progressive thinking about bodies. I don't know, because
Yeah.
everyone just, we have this in, everyone's always comparing themselves to other people. And that's always been the way, and that always will be the way. But it seems like it's so much more in your face in the digital world when you're constantly
I know.
seeing other people from everywhere. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh my God. Honestly, like, I'm so obsessed with like, oh, whenever my friends post selfies and whatever, I'm like, how are you so stunning? Like, what? Like, I always comment on their pictures, like, acting like I've never seen them before. And I'm like, who even are you? I'm in love with you. What? Like, but then, like, as you say, like, hard, like, I'm comparing myself to them. All my friends are so beautiful, like models. And my sister, oh my God, the most gorgeous person I've ever seen in my life. And I'm just, oh, and it, I don't know, like, I'm really like, oh, like, love you, you're beautiful. But it's amazing that, like, they, like, whenever I've spoken to them about things like this, they're like, oh yeah, and I just don't feel like I look nice. I'm like, are you actually joking? Like, if
Yeah.
I look like you, I'll be like, well, not, do you know what I mean? It's, I'm just more like, that's completely fair on them, but it's just amazing that like we all do feel like that.
Yeah.
So
And you've got to try and view it from the other perspective because of like how all your friends see you. And it's one of those things that everyone is their own worst self-critic. And even like the top supermodels
yeah,
have these same.
even Margot Robbie.
It's, yeah, exactly. So I think that's almost a nice grounding way to think about it. I mean, it definitely doesn't make it easier. But it's one of those, I don't know what I'm trying to say. It's just, it sucks that so many people have such low self-confidence about
Yeah.
their looks. Like you would struggle to find anyone who doesn't have insecurities
Yeah.
about themselves.
Yeah, true. What's the answer? How do we feel pretty? Because we are allowed to want to feel pretty. I don't know,
Yeah,
we're like hating on these beauty
everyone is allowed
standards,
to want to feel
but
pretty and should feel pretty in themselves.
yeah, it's just about like being confident in yourself. I don't know, we got to the end of this and I just don't know. I
Honestly,
think I just do feel better like having spoken about it and you being like, yeah, same, and reminding myself that like everyone feels like this.
yeah, I think that definitely is nice, and it's nice to be kind of like open and vulnerable about it, being like, oh, I'm going through a phase where I don't feel great in myself, or when it's the opposite, when you're going through a moment of being like, oh, I feel like I've been having loads of really good hair days and I'm looking really
Yeah.
good and I'm really happy with myself.
Yeah.
I think it's just something that is such a common universal human experience, I think, for everyone. And it's
Yes.
nice to, through these conversations, it's nice to know that you're not alone in how you feel. Like, yeah, okay, we don't have solutions as such
No.
for these things, but I think it's one of those things that there never will be. But there are kind of slow
No.
societal changes that can happen, like we were talking about at the beginning with the kind of negativity, like vocal negativity on other people that should definitely be wiped out. And I'm really
Yeah.
hoping, like you say, that with the next generation of people raising their children,
Yeah.
what it is, and just letting people live and be who they are
Yeah.
in their external as well as in terms.
I'm binging off of that, with not being so vocal about judging people's appearances. It's nice that, well, it would be nice if more people were like girls in the girls' bathroom and just
Yeah.
compliment each other. Like, it just makes your day. I'm always trying to be like, oh my God, I love your nails, to a random
Yeah.
person. Because when you get like, even if someone says it's not about like me specifically, but like if someone's just like, oh my God, I love your trousers, where'd you get them from? It's like,
Yeah.
oh, well, thank you. It just
Sometimes
takes 2 seconds.
it's those sort of compliments that aren't about your physical body and such, but sometimes
Yeah.
feel even nicer.
Okay. But do you know, it's such a shame though, with like, I've seen so many clips online, like little adverts, like things talking about like with guys though, like so many guys like not being given compliments. Like, it makes me so sad.
I
Like
think
I love being a girl and we all say to each other like, oh my God, like I love your hair today. Like
yeah,
guys, that's just not really a thing, is it?
but we should make it a thing. So I think everyone should, after listening to this, we challenge you. See, we set certain challenges to compliment someone, anyone, on anything, and maybe just try to make it a nice habit to compliment other people, because I think much lovelier would the world be if everyone heard someone say something nice about someone else
Yeah.
that day,
I
even if
don't
it's a
know.
total stranger, and you just like you're stood queuing at Morrison's and you're like, oh, I love your hat. Like, it would make
Yeah.
someone's day hearing things. So spread the love.
Yeah. Well, I think that you look really stylish and chic right now.
Thank you, with my half dry hair.
No, I love that hair on you.
It
But
needs to cut, a little bit long, but no, it's cute.
oh.
And your hair is looking very blonde and luscious.
Oh, thank you. Oh, you're so pretty.
Are you? So
Yeah.
spread the love, spread the compliments.
Oh, that's cute. I feel kind of like I want to cry.
Yeah, it's a
Oh,
kind of in a nice
so like, oh.
way.
Yeah.
No, I know what you mean. Very sweet. So, we hope you enjoyed this little extra brew episode.
Yeah.
And yeah, more love in the world would be nice.
Yeah.
Heart, hands.
Doing heart hand right now.
Thanks for listening to Tea O'Clock with Keller. Join us next time for more.